Setbacks can be part of growth. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. The Talmud tells us the following story. The great and famous Rabbi Akiva, great Talmudic sage, lived just post the destruction of the Second Temple under Roman rule. He and his colleagues once went for a visit to Jerusalem. They went onto Temple Mount and they saw the destruction of the temple. They moved a little bit closer and they saw the spot that was called the Holy of Holies. The place where only the Kohen Gadol, only the high priest was allowed to go there on Yom Kippur. When they saw the destruction, they all tore their clothes, as is the custom of many people, even today. But then when they got close to the Holy of Holies and they saw foxes roaming around the Holy of Holies, his colleagues began to cry and he began to laugh. So his colleague said to him, "Why are you laughing?" To which he returned, and he said, "Why are you crying?" And they couldn't understand his question. He says, "What do you mean, why are we crying? The holiest spot of the temple, a place where the divine presence was so conscious and so there. And now little animals are roaming around there. Such destruction, such desolation. And we shouldn't cry?" To which he answered, he said, "That's why I'm laughing." And he said, "When I see the destruction, I am sure and confident and know that the rebuilding of the third temple, a bright future, greatness in the future, much greater than before, is on the way." And there's much to be said about the story, but to share a brief idea, there's a question that is often asked. Yesterday was Tisha B'Av. The time you hear it, I'm talking about Sunday. This past Sunday was Tisha B'Av. Day we mourn the destruction of the temple, because it is a painful thing. Of course it's painful. And that's why the rabbis cry. We need to acknowledge pain. We need to feel the pain. But a question is asked about the destruction of the temple. How could God allow the temple to be destroyed? There's a Jewish law which dictates that if an established synagogue is standing on a particular spot, it is forbidden, it's prohibited to destroy a holy house. It's prohibited to destroy a place of worship, a Jewish place of worship. So how could God, who the Talmud tells us is sort of bound by his own commandments, how could he allow the temple, a place of holiness, to be destroyed? And we go back to that law and we discover something interesting. The law tells us that there's one exception where you could destroy a house of worship. If the purpose of destroying it is to build a much better one, taller one, stronger one, on its place. When your intention is to build a more beautiful temple, a more beautiful house of worship, then you could destroy the one that is standing there so you could replace it with something better. In other words, when you destroy or knock down a house of worship in order to build a better one, then the demolition is in fact part of the construction. It's not really demolition. Rabbi Akiva had the insight to see. He saw a destroyed temple. He said, "I don't see destruction. I feel the destruction. It's painful. Of course it's painful. But really what I see deep down, I see building. I see rebuilding." He didn't only mean physically. He meant spiritually, emotionally, environmentally, community-wise. I see a great future for the Jewish people. It might take a while. And it is taking a while, it's taking too long. But I see an unbelievable future. I see an eternity. I see the Jewish people becoming stronger. And ultimately, I see the ultimate redemption through Mashiach coming, where there will be complete peace and a third eternal temple that will stand in its place, which will be bigger and better, not just physically, but spiritually, than the first, foolproof and eternal and indestructible. That's what I see. And he's such a comfort. And his colleague said to him, "You have comforted us." But of course, we learn not just about the destruction of the temple, but this is true in life in general. Because we are on a personal journey of a temple as well. And that is, we often see setbacks. We often have setbacks. And when we have setbacks, there are two ways to look at it. We can look at it as a setback, or we can look at it as something new is about to emerge. Something different. So the previous context, that previous experience has to be eliminated so we can move into something much stronger. We can become resilient, we become stronger, we can find new meaning, new purpose, and become taller and stronger emotionally and psychologically and spiritually than we were before. The setback is actually a part of growth. That's a hard thing to do, because notwithstanding the pain of a setback, and the pain is real and we shouldn't ignore it, but yet we can also look at it and say, yes, we've demolished the building, but it's actually a part of construction. It's actually a part of something greater. And we learn to do that. We each in our own way learn to do that. Then we hope and we pray, of course, that on a global level, the destruction of the temple and the setbacks of the Jewish people are in fact all part of the growth and the rebuilding of the future. So let's just think about that for a few moments. It's really a difficult thing. Just picture in your mind something, an experience. In fact, what I want you to picture in your mind is going outside in the middle of the day where you expect to see light. And if instead there's a thick fog, it's dark, it's rainy. It doesn't put you in a good mood. Just try to feel that. Just try to picture that. Try to feel the disappointment that you wanted to take a walk in a beautiful park and you can't even see where you're going. And after a few moments, the fog lifts and you see the beautiful trees. You see a lake. Just picture this in your mind. See birds chirping. See beautiful hills, and you begin your walk. Every experience in life has two layers. What it looks like on the surface, and what it's really like beneath the surface. Think of a setback. Think of something disappointing that happened to you. Just take a moment and remember one. What did it look like? Pain, disappointment, unhappiness. But actually, there's some beauty beneath the surface. The darkness seems dark and painful, and it is. There's a beauty, there's a majesty behind the surface. Opportunity, strength, rebuilding, resilience. Look beneath the superficial. Look beneath the obvious and discover the beauty. It's a hard thing to do, but practice takes it. It's practice. It's faith. It's trusting in God that we're in His hands and He knows what He's doing. So when you have a disappointing moment, try to think of this and just look, feel the pain, but try to look beyond. Have a wonderful day.